USA Radio News.
You're the ones who keep America safe and strong and free. You do a job like nobody else, and it is really great respect that we all have. You are very much appreciated.
President Trump wishing our troops a very happy Thanksgiving. The president did speak with all five branches of the U.S. military. The president also says he cannot put blame on Saudi Arabia's crown prince over the killing of Jamal Khashoggi.
I don't know. But whether he did or whether he didn't, he denies it vehemently. His father denies it, the king, vehemently.
Search and rescue crews are spending Thanksgiving at the deadly campfire in Northern California as firefighters continue to battle the flames. Hundreds of people are still unaccounted for, and between the campfire and Woolsey fire, 86 people were killed. The campfire is 85% contained. This is USA Radio News.
When we need help with shopping and trends and toys, who do we call? We call our favorite expert. It's toy and trend expert Renee Rice. She's just returned from a speaking engagement at the International Toy Fair in Nuremberg, Germany. Welcome, Renee. Thanks again for joining us.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm glad to be a part of your show, Rachel.
What is the biggest trend this year when it comes to toys? It seems like every year it's something different and harder to get to.
Well, you know, we're seeing a lot of traditional toys this year. And, for example, we know kids love to build. So the Lego Duplo Steam Train actually uses bricks that are designed for a child's smaller hands. So it invites kids as young as 2 years old to really tinker and to play. And they can actually learn to code because that supports cause and effect learning.
Tell us where we can go so we can log on and learn more about all of these toys that we've discussed.
You can go to dailylounge.com.
A news host is reportedly in line for a big payoff to leave a major network. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Reports are Megyn Kelly, who celebrated her 48th birthday just last Sunday, is working to finalize a $30 million exit from NBC after being dumped from her 9 a.m. time slot on Today last month after questioning why it was racist to wear blackface for Halloween. She'd gotten off to a rocky start at NBC when she launched a poorly received news magazine Sunday with Megyn Kelly early in her tenure, but then shifted focus to that 9 a.m. hour beginning in September of 2017. But her first few weeks on the air there were choppy, as she had uncomfortable on-air exchanges with a number of guests, including famously Jane Fonda.
You're not proud to admit that you've had work done. Why not?
We really want to talk about that.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Please remember to check us out online at usaradio.com. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Shop Kohl's.com for Black Friday deals Monday through Friday. Plus, get more bang for your buck with $15 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Get $17.99 toys, a diamond pendant necklace, $99.99, $8.99 throws or decorative pillows, $19.99 comforters and sheets, and $20 and under women's sweaters. Shop Kohl's.com for Black Friday deals Monday through Friday. And stores open Thursday at 5 p.m. Kohl's. Select styles. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
It's always a good thing to remember our servicemen and women who are serving abroad during the holiday season. I had a chance to chat with Republican Congressman Steve Scalise about what is being done to help veterans out.
Well, Tim, I first want to thank our men and women in uniform for the sacrifices they make and for their service to our country and what they do to keep us safe. We need to be there for them, especially when they come home from battle, many who are injured and need real serious care at the VA. And frankly, we saw that the VA was letting too many of our veterans down, not giving them the care that they needed. And that's unacceptable. One of the things we passed legislation in Congress to give our troops a pay raise, one they haven't had in years, that they've earned. We've also passed legislation to allow veterans to go to the hospital of their choice if the VA is letting them down. You know, the VA is there. It's supposed to be there to serve our veterans who need help, and they weren't doing it in a number of cases. And so if that's the case, a veteran shouldn't be dying waiting on a waiting list. They ought to be able to have the choice to go somewhere else that is willing to treat them, and we passed legislation to do that. So we need to continue to make sure that our veterans have all the tools that they need, not only to train safely, to be able to be the best fighting force in the world, but when they come home, we need to take care of them as well and give them the proper respect they deserve for protecting our freedoms abroad.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.